I can honestly say I was speechless. I mean, it's a great opportunity, a great organization, and it was actually one of the places I really wanted to go.
Why did you want to come here?
After just visiting the facilities, you know, just walking around the town a little bit, seeing some things and getting to meet some of the players and the coaches, kind of fell in love with it. You know, some people may shy away from the cold and the, you know, the snow and everything, but, you know, that's not me. I looked at the organization, the story program, and somewhere that, you know, I would love to be a part of.
What other visits did you take before the draft?
That was actually my only visit, but I had a workout with the Patriots at the University of Maryland after that.
Only 18 catches last year. How tough of a season was that to go through as a wide receiver?
It was pretty tough. I mean, especially just really having to adjust to a new quarterback each and every week. It was very unfortunate for, you know, so many guys to go down at that position. You know, the good thing is they were having a speedy and healthy recovery. But, I mean, it was definitely difficult, you know, just having such little production, you know, and having a new guy in there almost every week or every 2 weeks. But it was something, you know, you just had to adjust to and kind of fight through.
Do you feel that, like, affected negatively your draft stock not to be able to put up the numbers you did as a junior?
It may hurt a little bit, but, I mean, at the end of the day, if you can play football, I'm pretty sure, you know, there are people out there who will find that and can see that. And I just figured, you know, just go out and do what I have to do for a pro day and just leave it in God's hands. Let wherever the chips fall, they fall from there.
Kevin, you're obviously thinking about winning games when the season's going on, but did that cross your mind maybe after the season ended that your numbers were down and it was going to make it tougher?
Oh, well, I knew it was going to make it, you know, just a little bit tougher. But, you know, that was just kind of motivation. You know, every single day to come in and just push extra hard, you know. Spent a lot of time down in CES in Atlanta with Coach Chip Smith, and put in a lot of work. Had a great receiver coach, worked really hard just improving a lot of things, just to give me every opportunity possible, despite having low numbers.
Kevin, you said you liked your visit here and the town and everything else. Did you look at the opportunity here? Greg Jennings goes somewhere else. Donald Driver retires. Did you see opportunity as a just on terms of the depth chart?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you definitely see opportunity as well. But I'd say before that, I actually kind of fell in love with the team in the area before I actually really looked deep into, you know, the depth chart and opportunity, you know, aspect of it. But I mean, that's really a bonus, if anything. So, you know, I guess a win-win for myself to have such an opportunity and, you know, have a place that, you know, you want to be and, you know, great area, great location, and just a great franchise.
Must be a little bit exciting for a receiver to think of playing with Aaron Rodgers in this offense.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, and every time I look up, I see one of those State Farm commercials. She's almost saying discount double check. I kind of just laugh. So,
when you weren't getting the ball as much, how did you keep yourself sharp, either in practice or maybe running your routes? Did you just set any self or personal goals or anything or challenges?
Can you repeat that, please?
How did you keep yourself sharp if you weren't getting as many receptions during games? Did you challenge yourself in practice or?
You said it, how do I keep myself pretty much sharp since I wasn't getting as many passes?
Yeah, that was the gist of the question.
Well, you still have different things you can do. Obviously, you can use, you know, jug machines and different things like that. And despite having all those guys down, we still had people within their passes play quarterback at some point. So there's still always an opportunity to catch the ball and kind of work on some of those fundamentals.
Kevin, what's Forestville Military Academy like?
Oh, I mean, it's a great school, and I could say it's actually helped me a lot. By my last year, we had a ranking system. I actually became the colonel of the school my last year. So it was a great opportunity, a great learning experience for myself, where I pretty much had to manage pretty much everyone in the school, so 1,000 kids under myself, and I had to work along with the principal and actual two-star general, different things like that. So it definitely helped me as far as leadership aspect and just working within the team environment.
So what responsibilities come with that?
Yeah, by the time of last year, I pretty much had almost the same responsibility as an assistant principal. where I'm pretty much micromanaging different parts of the school where you have to deal with certain issues. You're pretty much always within the know-how things that's going on with the program, I mean, with the school, whether it be athletics or just academics. But, I mean, it definitely helped myself and especially the other kids who were in the program as well, especially had the opportunity to be in that leadership position because we got the firsthand experience, you know, to learn in a sense of what the business world is like and how to kind of manage things on our own.
What was your degree, and did you get your degree? What was your major, and what was your plan if you didn't get drafted?
Can you repeat the first part again for me?
Yeah, the question was, did you get your degree? If so, what was your major, and also what were your plans if you didn't get drafted?
Yes, I got my degree in May 2011. I graduated an econ major from the University of Maryland. And my last semester, I had talked to a few people there on marketing firms and different things like that. And kind of just set up things anyway and just always kept in contact with them. So, you know, I didn't get drafted, you know, that I could still have, you know, another place where I can go and have a job immediately. And I actually still talk to those people now, so maybe something in the off season, still keep in contact with them just to, you know, because at the end of the day, you know, you can't play football forever. All of us hope for, you know, 10-plus career, but you never know. And but so just still preparing for, you know, things like that just in case.
Did you finish your degree early that you've already been graduated for a year and a half?
Yes, I got my degree early, and I played my last season of football that last semester. And that last semester, I interned with the athletic department and worked under both the athletic director and the deputy athletic director.
What kind of receiver are you, John?
I'd say a big play receiver. I definitely have the speed to stretch downfield. And I not only like the ability that, you know, run downfield, but I take pride in running the short routes, you know, that most people think, okay, this is, you know, a shorter or a shifty receiver. I take pride in running those routes as well, you know, just to be diverse in everything I'm doing, never be a one-dimensional receiver. So I plan to, you know, come in, work hard every single day, fine-tune anything I need to work on to get better at, and just try to be a complete receiver at the end of the day, whether it's catching or blocking.
Can you give us your agent's name, Kevin?
Chad Weasley.